Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
With us, LandryFootball.com, and today is a day that Chris was put on this earth for. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I am very good. Tell me what happened with the Raiders, with Gruden, Mayock, and running off all their scouts about a week before the draft. What happened?
Well, I think there's been some... it's been coming for a while. It's been an issue. Obviously, Mayock is coming from the outside. He's never coached or scouted. You've got a dozen or so Raider scouts, actually 13, that have been around a while. It's actually done a good job. If you look at the Raiders roster back a few years ago, they had a pretty good roster, a playoff looking roster. And then Gruden came in and last year started to send guys like Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper away. And I think what happened was, and I went into detail. It is, I think, a good lesson in the Landry Football Podcast earlier this week that I kind of go into detail. I'll give you the thumbnail sketch that basically I think that the scouts really did not have a lot of respect for Mayock. And I think Mac was kind of exposed in some of the draft meetings. You know, it's a big difference between being on TV and talking about players when you're gathering information from scouts. It's a lot different than having to unearth players and being able to evaluate and, be able to write a report on a player. You got to really – that exposes people who just are, you know, casual viewers of the game versus people who are, you know, trained as scouts. And I think that just came to a head. And I think that you're dealing with an insecure GM and to some degree an insecure head coach that they're doing their own thing. And my concern for them is, you know, listen, I don't expect them to screw up this draft because I think they got too many picks and too many opportunities to get impact starting players for them. But I worry a little bit for them when it comes to late rounds and undrafted free agency. People don't understand that. It's a lot different than recruiting classes. It's a completely different dynamic. 31% of your NFL roster is undrafted free agent signings because it's just pure numbers. You know, you're not recruiting guys. You're having to draft and wait and draft and wait and draft and wait. You know, that's where you find the Philip Lindsay's, who's an undrafted free agent that goes on to be in the Pro Bowl last year. Are they going to be prepared for that? Who's going to be signing these guys, be on the phone with these undrafted free agent candidates in the seventh round as the draft is coming to its conclusion? Hopefully they've got a plan, but I think it's just it's as simple as that. And I go into more details of how it led up to that on early this week. But that's probably gives you, in a nutshell, kind of how it's played out. And I do know this, that a lot of his media buddies, particularly the NFL Network, have kind of defended Mayock and said, well, everybody sends their scouts home. Bill, nobody sends their scouts home. That never happens. Now, where I think people have kind of fudged the truth a little bit is sometimes, depending on how Easter falls, people will sometimes send their scouts home for Easter weekend and then bring them back because they've been in meetings for maybe 2 or 3 weeks prior to that. But no, not every team has their scouts in the draft room, but on draft day, But everybody's scouts are in their facility, except in this case for the Raiders.
Yeah, when I saw the story, and I didn't peel back and look into it. It sounded to me like maybe they thought people were leaking information and they fired them all. But you're saying that had nothing to do with it.
Well, oh yeah, no. I think there is a lack of trust, and I think that's
and it was,
you know, it led to that. But here's the thing, and here's how you do it, and this is again what an experienced general manager would do as opposed to somebody that really doesn't know what he's doing is you know, what's the saying? You keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So
right.
Let's say that you've got guys that are potentially leakers. You keep them in the building and keep an eye on them. Don't let them in the draft room. But you need to be able, but they're going to be there so that you can call upon them to help with some of the situations that I just enumerated. Well, they're not going to be leaking information to other teams because they're going to be looking for jobs soon. You think I'm going to hire somebody if I'm running another team and, you know, you're leaking information from the team you're working with? Well, that kind of exposes you as being disloyal. So I'm not going to hire you in that case. So guys are smart enough not to do that. But now that they sent them home and fired them, well, it's their fair game. So people around the league are absolutely calling them and, you know, picking them for information. And you think they don't know who Gruden likes in this draft? Gruden's running the draft, by the way. Mayock's just there to, you know, do what Gruden tells him to do. But they're kind of free to spill the beans. So if they were disloyal, well, they're definitely gonna talk. Now, it's just not real smart, and I think a little bit, it's just not the way you handle it. But again, that's something that only experience gives you, and I live and learn, I guess.
So tell me about the mind games that have been played. Let's just say the last 48, 72 hours. I saw one tweet from somebody that said, definitely Kyler Murray would not be going number one today. And I don't know if that's just a plant or what all the information that comes out, let's say through social media today in particular, or a quote from a GM of some sort. Is any of that trustable?
No, because it's a lot of smokescreen. So, I mean, just from a media standpoint, the Cardinals are going to take Kyler Murray. They're not going to take Kyler Murray. They're going to trade the pick. They're going to keep the pick and take someone else. I mean, they've covered all bases. It's kind of like a weatherman saying it's going to be rainy. It's going to be dry. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be partly. I mean, you cover all the bases. Look, the teams kind of want to throw different things out there because it creates a little bit of leverage. Information that may come out about a player may be negative to maybe affect his ability to move down. A competing agent very often try to sabotage another agent's players by putting out some stuff. I mean, remember when Laramie Tunsil, a couple of years ago was caught with that, what do you call that kind of math thing that he was doing, the drugs, I guess.
Right.
Marijuana or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you think they discovered that on the day of the draft? No, they held it. A competing agent held it. Well, actually, he fired his agent, so it was his former agent that did it. And he held it to right before the start of the draft so that teams couldn't figure it out. So, in other words, if it had happened, you know, earlier in the morning – they could have vetted it out and got it, but it happened so quickly, people didn't know if this was, hey, this happened yesterday or whatever. So things like that go on. But really what happens is you try to create movement. So, for example, well, the Redskins are going to move up into the top five ahead of the Giants to take a quarterback. You know, and then, of course, they're going to take Daniel Jones of Duke. No, they're going to take Dwayne Haskins. Well, maybe – They certainly need a quarterback. There is a possibility they could move up, but it is just as likely that the Jets or maybe Tampa, who's there at 3 and 5, would like to move down from their pick. And by floating it out there that the Redskins want to move up, do you think it might make the Dolphins or the Broncos a little antsy if they like one of those quarterbacks? So now it makes – say the Jets or the Bucks or anyone, the Raiders at 4, now you wouldn't have to go all the way down to 15. You could go down to 10 or, you know, 13. You see, by floating all of that out there, I told you the story a few weeks ago, I think, about how we floated out a lot of things about who we supposedly liked when I was with the Titans. And we got the Raiders to come up, and we still drafted the guy we wanted in Eddie George, and we got an extra pick out of it. So this is what goes on right now. Is I tweeted something out last week. It's funny, but we started a rumor one year, and it was funny because we kind of floated out there to the media. They ran with it, and within 15 minutes, we got another team calling saying, "Hey, you hear what the Jets are doing?" No. What are they doing? Yeah, there's. Oh, really, man? I can't be you chuckling because, you started it. I mean,
right?
It's kind of like a game you play. But it is. It may seem a little childish, but what you're trying to do is you're trying to. You know, at this point, who you want, and you know that maybe the chances of getting them you can be enhanced if certain information's out there. So a lot of this goes on, and as I tell people, I'll have a GM tell me, "Yeah, I hear the Colts. How do you know that? The Colts are not telling you who they're going to draft." So if he says, "Well, I heard this," and you find out we heard it from a media person, well, no team is going to tell you what they're doing. So if you're getting information, it's likely for a reason. They purposely want you to know something so that you can put it out there, so that you can spread the rumor. That's kind of how it works. So, listen, if you go through every scenario, it's pretty obvious that one of them is going to hit and come true. And so if you create the cloud of confusion, that's what happens. See, when I first started this, we never did this. No reason to. It wasn't the information age. People didn't sit there and, when the draft was on Tuesday and it was 12 rounds and we started at 6:30 in the morning, it finished at 1:30 the next morning. No one was – they'd read about it the next day, but there was no coverage. There was no internet. Sports talk radio didn't talk about it. It wasn't the proliferation of sports talk radio that it is today. So you didn't need to say anything because there was no reason to say anything because you kept it quiet. Now in the information age, everybody will speculate. So if you don't say something, then people are going to assume that if you're – quiet on the subject that, you really, like this guy. The rumor is that you're going to take player so-and-so, and if you don't dispel the rumor, then it must be true. And so in this information age, this is what people do. They tend to flow out a lot of things. Oh, they like this guy. I mean, it's like the Redskins. Well, Dan Snyder getting involved and throwing his weight around in the draft room is not exactly news. He's done that several times before, and they do need a quarterback. So whether it's true or not, it makes some sense that it could be happening, but then it's, they can't even get the story right as to who they're moving up for. It's Haskins. Well, it's Jones. Where it's this? Where it's that? Well, we know they're moving up, and they're taking somebody else. Or they're not moving up at all. Or they want to move up but can't move up, can't get a deal. All those things are in play, so I take things with a grain of salt this time of year. As I always say, Bill, those who know don't talk. Those who talk don't know. So if you keep that in mind, for every rumor that takes place, there may be 1 out of 100 of it coming true. And some of it may, because there's so many rumors out there that one of them is bound to be true. It's
Chris,
bound to be either sunny or rainy or something, right?
Do you have a second on the other side?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay, but
all
Chris,
the time you need.
Chris is very busy, so we'll get him back here after the break. Couple more questions, and we'll let him get into his day because it's going to be a long one for him. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. I'll let you know how you can get all his information as well. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on Briley northbound near Ashland City Highway in Bordeaux. A couple of wrecks in Hermitage near Laverne Couchville Pike and Lebanon Pike. McGavick Pike getting really full north of Two Rivers Parkway. 40 West getting more activity west of the West Loop. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career choices. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Grainger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection, you name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason 1, GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason 2, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason 3, they're local. And 4, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
MSR Construction says drugs and alcohol pose a threat that is real. The damaging effects can touch all of us at some time. Remember, strong family values, open lines of communication, and positive role models are the tools that can keep our families healthy and drug and alcohol free. This message is from MSR Construction. They believe the smallest things make the biggest difference, and they're passionate about what they do. Give them a call for free estimates at 615-854-4427 or visit them online at marksmithroofing.com. MSR Construction, wishing our kids a safe prom and graduation season. Screaming Eagle Ready Mix in Clarksville reminds listeners, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This message is from Screaming Eagle Ready Mix in Clarksville. Give them a call today for more info at 931-553-4101. That's 931-553-4101. Screaming Eagle Ready Mix in Clarksville, saluting those who make our country stronger.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
NFL draft in the 615, by God. 888-702-5494. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Chris was here with the Titans for many years, then ended up moving back home to Baton Rouge. But, Chris, did you ever envision, when you were here 20-something years ago, that this town would be hosting a draft someday?
You know, we never thought about it being anything other than in New York, because that's where the the league offices are. And, you know, the league, for all the criticism it gets, the one thing they got their handle on is marketing. And they've managed to sell this, and, you know, they've got cities bidding on it. And it's great. Now, those of us that work in football, none of us are ever at the draft. You're always at your home facility. And in my case, now doing the consulting stuff, you would not ever want to be on site, because it's that's where the celebratory part of it is. The work part of it, us working stiffs, are in a little bit different situation. But I didn't envision it being anywhere else. My main concern was when they were going to move it was, look, we got to make sure, because I don't think people are aware of this. They might be interested, but there's separate phone lines, extra phone lines put in every draft room that specifically goes to the draft location where the league office, where they have their director or player personnel office that's connected. So where you basically have open lines to call the pick in, make any trades. So there's special lines from city to city of NFL teams. So, you know, you can sit there in Tampa and call the Giants, and you can call the Giants GM, the Giants head coach, Giants personnel director with one button. And all that's done in advance. And so our thought was, man, are they going to be able to do this seamlessly, you know, in Dallas or in Nashville or in Philadelphia at different locations? Because, you know, you wonder, you know, you have problems. And even in today's technological age, cell phones drop and regular phones drop. So they have to have plans and backup plans and all that. And it was thought for the longest time that the best way to do it was at the location that they do it every year at in New York, but they've managed that part of it, and they've made it that you could tell me a lot better than I can, that apparently they've just they take up the entire downtown of the city. And so I'm happy for Nashville as a resident there for a little while. I think it's great, and hope everybody's safe and has a good time.
Is it a certainty that Kyler Murray goes one?
Well, nothing's 100% certainty, because here's what's going on with Arizona. They've decided what they're going to do, but they don't know what potential trade offer they could get when they're on the clock. And the reason why you take it all this way, if you haven't decided, if you announce a week ago that he's our guy, well, then basically you take your phone off the hook for the first pick. You're not getting any calls. The Niners are getting calls for all their picks. So by saying, well, we haven't quite decided and all that, they're being, they're trying to be evasive. But the reality is they want to see what calls they may get. I don't think they're going to get enough to trade it. Ideally, if they want Murray, they know they could probably move down a couple of spots and still get him. But they've got to get a dance partner to move up to trade with him. So my guess is that they won't be able to get a deal done, and they'll stay there at one. And it appears like they're going to draft Murray for their new head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, who he wants. The scouting staff at Arizona is kind of equally torn between Quinnen Williams and Nick Bosa. That's the two top players on their board, on the draft board there. But they, may go with the quarterback for the obvious reasons of what they want to do, whether it's the right call or not. That's the way they see it. I think of the two, if they don't go with Murray, I think Quinnen Williams probably makes the most sense, because they're going to a 3-4 defense. So having him in there, maybe a little bit better fit than Bosa, but both would be good picks. But I think it's probably Murray. If they stay at one, then I expect Bosa to go two. And then the Jets are going to be real interested at three to see if Williams slips there. He's in play, Josh Allen. But they also would like to move out in a possible trade move if they could get the requisite value to move out.
Jeff, too, on Twitter says, ask Chris, do teams ever purposely tank a season or a draft to load up on picks or get a better draft position for a player they want in a future draft?
No, because think about it, and think about it from a logical sense standpoint. If you're trying to tank, the people that are trying to tank that have to make that happen would lose their jobs. I mean, if you're a player trying to tank, you're going to lose your job. You're not going to be on that team. Nobody's going to want you because you're going to look so bad on film. So a player's not going to tank. You think a coach is going to tank? You tank and they're going to get fired. It doesn't make any sense. You could conceivably have an owner that says, I'd like to have this pick. I'd like to have this great quarterback. I mean, you're going to hear that, oh, man, in a couple of years. Well, we'd love to have Trevor Lawrence and all that. Well, what are you are tanking for? You don't know. I mean, anybody at this stage last year, anybody thought that Kyler Murray was going to be the number one pick in the draft? Well, he's not the number one on most people's boards, but he wasn't even a possibility. We didn't know how even good he would be for Oklahoma last year. Anybody thought Josh Allen, who was probably a fourth-round pick last year at this time out of Kentucky, is going to go in the top five? So what are you tanking for? You don't really know what's going to happen the next year. And certainly if you're involved in tanking, you're not going to be a part of it. So why would you tank to benefit somebody else that's going to replace you in your job? Whether you're a player, you're a coach, you're a scout, it just doesn't make sense. I know there's some talk about it happens in the NBA. And listen, I can't vouch for that. But I know in my business – that the people that would have to tank, would be to their detriment.
Chris, tell everybody how they can get your information.
LandryFootball.com. We got a lot of information there now. I think that you might enjoy. All this week we put some information, not just we've got the draft boards have been up, the scouting reports have been up. We take you inside every NFL team, inside the draft room, and go through their scenarios and what would be good fits and so on and so forth, kind of go over their rosters. But in addition to that, I thought it'd be fun and mention you about it, that, you know, there's a lot of stories up there, a lot of it, that all of them you can access for free, about great draft room stories that I've been a part of or have known people firsthand that have been a part of, that takes you through how, you know, how certain guys were taken, how Bill Walsh, you know, when he traded up and he got Jerry Rice, the guy he really wanted was Eddie Brown out of Miami, and how Jerry Rice, quote unquote, fell in his lap, and how things take place that you may never know. You look and you see the history, and these guys go on to have Hall of Fame careers, but how other people wanted them, how it almost went somewhere else. You like those stories because you like them in recruiting, and they're always great about how they almost went to this school or that school. But we also have them in the draft room, and so a lot of that, who some of the greatest scouts, people that you don't have never even heard of their names. I'll tell you who helped build the great Lombardi Packers or the Don Shula Dolphins, and you know, a lot of interesting things that I think you'll love. So check it out at LandryFootball.com, and if you want to become a member and get inside the film room with us. We're going to be breaking down all this spring practice tape and breaking down all these college rosters, all these NFL rosters. We'll be doing that all year long. You can check us out, get our scouting season sale, take advantage of that, and follow me on Twitter at Landry Football, and get the War Room newsletter. That's free as well. So check us out. Enjoy the draft if you're inclined to do so, and we will certainly be back with you soon and breaking down the world of college football.
Way to go, Chris. Appreciate you, bud.
Thank you.
There he is, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. He was placed on this planet. I'm just telling you, I know this. He was put on this planet to do what he's doing. And the draft is his day. That is a big part of his life. And fantastic with us talking college football also, Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com. Bottom of the hour break, and then a lot of hangout time. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email me, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on I-40 eastbound at D.B. Todd Boulevard. Another on Thompson Lane near St. Edward Elementary. Briley northbound is seeing a wreck at Ashland City Highway. 40 west is full west of the West Loop. Lafayette is full between I-40 and Fairfield. Self-storage solutions with clean new facilities in Greenbrier and Springfield. Rent online now at selfstoragesolutionstn.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
Five State Forecast. your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, a chance of showers with a possible thunderstorm in the afternoon. Cloudy with a high near 75. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. For Thursday night, showers with a possible thunderstorm. Low around 57. New rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Scouts had to come up with a whole new star system just to classify him. It's Bill King.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Good stuff with our good friend Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, right there talking draft. I'll monitor it, but the NFL draft day for me is not the same as recruiting. I'm a college guy. I'm a recruiting guy. That's where I catch my buzz. That's where I have all my fun. Bill Big D on Twitter this morning. Tweet me at Billis King, by the way, everybody. Says, Bill, come on. Tanking happens in the NBA all the time, but it doesn't happen in the NFL? Please, Bill. Well, Chris Landry said it doesn't happen. I wouldn't know. We all know what happens in the NBA. But that's a different entity than what we're looking at with the NFL draft. Tanking, I mean, if you think about it, in the NBA draft, you've got a sport that requires five people on the court per team, right? So an individual star makes a much bigger impact on average in a basketball game than a football game. On average now. If you're an NBA team and you've got this long, laborious, lethargic regular season, lasts forever. Well, you don't even get maximum output. And now the deal is you sit people to rest them. That happens all the time, too. But if you're going to have a bad regular season and know you're not going anywhere, so you start tanking for a player, if you know, if you're an NBA team and you know you're not very good, it's been exhibited, you're not very good. And it's not going to get fixed with the current group you've got. Do you tank? So, obviously, you've evaluated Zion Williamson. We got to get this guy. He's going to bring magic to our program, our organization. I think that's a little bit more clear than tanking for an NFL guy. For example, if you're sucking, would you tank because I got to get my hands on Kyler Murray? First of all, you wouldn't even know whether or not Kyler Murray is going to be available. So I do think it would be harder. I do. I think it would be harder to do it for an NFL team than an NBA team. And I think it's more unclear as to what you're tanking for if you're an NFL team. Karen brings up, and this is, I don't even know what site this is, but it's SEC West predictions. And it's 1 through 7. You ready? Let me back up a little bit. You're not ready for this. I'm just telling you. I'm about to read this, but you're not ready for it. Are you ready? Number one, Texas A&M. Number two, Bama. The guy with the replaced hip, number two. LSU, three. Jimbo's future home. Auburn, three. So they got LSU and Auburn tied. Number five, Ole Miss. 6, Mississippi State. 7, Chad Morris, Arkansas. Yeah, number 7. So they've got the Aggies number 1. That's not happening. Aggies aren't ready for that. Aggies do not have the personnel. Now, they're going to be good, but they're not number 1 good. That's not happening. And the SEC West is the damnedest division in college football. It's relentless. The SEC West is brutal. So to break out, to get out of that will be very difficult. And you got to remember now, Alabama's schedule is very forgiving. Alabama and Clemson for that matter, but Alabama being the best roster and having a very easily maneuverable schedule will have them winning the West yet again. Yeah, I don't agree with that. As much as I like Jimbo, I might not love Jimbo as much as Karen, but I like him. My feelings for Jimbo, more plutonic than Karen's, okay? For Jimbo. But no, I don't see that happening. I saw another one. There are people throwing up predictions left and right, which happens on social media. I get it. But I saw another one, and this was the SEC East. It was Georgia 1. That's pretty much a no-brainer. It was Florida 2. It was Tennessee 3. Now, is that a little ambitious for the Vols? Are the Vols ready? Jeremy Pruitt in year 2. To be the 3 team in the SEC East. Now, I'll tell you this. Kentucky fans, Vanderbilt fans, Missouri fans, South Carolina fans would probably chime in right now and say, no, no, no. That's ambitious. That ain't happening, Bill. No, no, no. Not happening, Bill. Who was it? Was it Barrett Salee? Maybe it was him, maybe it wasn't. But it was Florida 1, or excuse me, check that. Georgia 1, Florida 2, Tennessee 3, and then after that, South Carolina, Missouri, Kentucky, Vandy. I think that's the way it was ranked. The most interesting part of that would be Tennessee in the 3 slot. I think 1 and 2 is going to be a consensus. Georgia 1, Florida 2. That's going to be the masses, the mob. The overwhelming number of people will check off on that. Dogs 1, Gators 2. After that, the debate begins. And you got to remember, Mullen, as in Dan Mullen, doing his best to bring that rivalry back to life along the lines of the old ball coach, Steve Spurrier. Yeah, Mullen is doing a lot of popping off here about the Dogs, about the Georgia Dogs. Dan Mullen. Clay says, Bill, those preseason predictions, a joke. Well, they're usually, other than the very top, they're usually not all that accurate. That's true. SEC Media Days, the predictions that come out of there, meaning 1 through 7, it's easy to pick Bama. It's easy to pick Georgia. But the overall rankings, 1 through 7, each side, that's hard to do. Karen says, Bill, the Bangs and the Dogs will not be number 1 in the East. You are such a Kirby Nick homer. Well, I'm a player guy. Now, I like the coaches. Nick's probably the greatest college football head coach ever. But I always err on the side of players. My mind is trained that way, whether it's right or wrong. I know players. I know rosters. And usually, along with good coaching now, you got to have all that layered up right. But usually, the better roster wins. Not always, but usually. And those are clearly the two best rosters. Alabama and Georgia. Those are two of the best rosters on any college campus on the planet Earth. Roster might, and I'm talking about muscle, but roster strength is a big deal. That's why 35 years ago, when I was studying recruiting, and everybody was saying, what is that, recruiting? And you talk about it, and nobody understands it, and it's not really accurate, and nobody cares, and it doesn't really mean anything. And that's why I blocked all the noise out. I'm a good non-listener. I'm good at blocking out the naysayers. And back then, all these people nowadays talk about recruiting all the time, right? I was doing it when everybody, including the people at my radio station, were telling me, Bill, that's not that stuff, man. It's not interesting, and nobody likes it, and it's not accurate, and it's dumb, it's stupid. I would just continue on. Don't listen. That's why I would study that. Well, and I found it interesting. I enjoyed it. I didn't force myself to study it. Just saying. Karen says, Bill, 19 will be the year of surprises, so buckle up. Karen, I think Karen makes this prediction every year. Depending on the team. 07. Karen is, I think she's predicting another 2007. The most turbulent, crazy, wacky season ever. 2007. Now, you know what? I'm not opposed to that. But the sport of college football has actually become incredibly chalky. I would love to have another 07. The sport needs a big-time shakeup. 07 would be well-received by me, but I don't see it. Alabama's not going anywhere. Clemson's not going anywhere. Georgia has got a very attractive roster. Oklahoma, now they're led by Jalen Hurts. They've got personnel. Matter of fact, Lincoln Riley has taken Oklahoma's recruiting to another level past where Bob Stoops was. Ohio State, we've got to measure up Ryan Day, but I like that hire. I mean, those are the chalky teams. Who else do you think could penetrate that group? Texas, maybe. Anybody from the ACC? Hell no. No, no, no. It's Clemson and everybody else fighting for crumbs right now in that league. Syracuse, let me give them some love. I always want to give Dino some love. But anybody else? No. Anybody else in the Big 12? Maybe Texas. That'd be it. Anybody out west? Not really. Washington's the most steady. I tell you what, Oregon is rising. To what level? Unclear. They are rising. There's another one we need to watch out for. But I wouldn't put them in the top five right now. No. I wouldn't go that far. Anyways, let's get one more break here in hour number two. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on Murfreesboro Pike at Mountain View Road, still clearing 40 East at D.B. Todd Boulevard and Ashland City Highway at Briley. I-40 is slowing west of the West Loop and in West Hermitage. 65 is congested south of Dickerson Pike toward Trinity Lane. Choose a career that makes a difference. The United States Air Force. Aim high. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine. The most romantic steakhouse in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
It's easy to get distracted while you're driving, especially when you're receiving messages like,
"It's your brother's birthday. Call him, please."
And this,
"You're pitching tonight.
You better warm up that arm, golden boy. LOL."
Oh, and definitely this.
"Saw your ex today, Nick. Why doesn't she know about us? Nick."
So silence the distractions before you get in the car. Thumbs down to texting and driving. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
"I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man."
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
"In my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio."
"Here we go. We're going live right now."
"I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years."
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
Omni Nashville Hotel. I just retweeted this article. It's from Charles Pulliam, and it's about Tyrell Dotson. Tyrell Dotson played here in the 615, played at Centennial, signed and played and starred for Texas A&M, went down to College Station, all the way from the 615, T-Dot. That's because teams like Tennessee, too dumb to sign him, around here. I think Tennessee came in late there, but it was too late. Same with Emmanuel Hall. Emmanuel Hall had a, particularly the end of his career, that last year at Missouri, last year and a half, whatever. I mean, incredible. Vols didn't sniff at either one of them. I have no idea what they were doing. Now, that was the Butch Jones era. That wasn't Jeremy Pruitt. You watch Tyrell Dotson and you watch Emmanuel Hall, and they couldn't play for the Vols, huh? Is that right? Karen, this morning, said, Syracuse, Clemson, Bill. Bama, Clemson. Bleep happens. She didn't use the term bleep. I censored it by using the term bleep on the air. Some of the time here, we do try and keep it family-oriented. Not all the time. Just when I feel like. Perry Mason down in the orange groves of America. Perry Mason from Lake Placid, Florida. Says, Bill, we don't need Mullen to bring back the rivalry. Well, he's stirring it up, though. And I like it. No, I'm not critiquing Mullen at all. I like it. Let's get some spirit, some pizzazz back in that Georgia-Florida game. And I think Mullen's going to do that. Now, he's going to need some better players top to bottom. He's playing from behind. Mullen is playing catch-up when it comes to players. Peter checking in from St. Louis. Peter is other than Steven, and I would call Peter the equivalent, our biggest Syracuse fan that listens to the show. It also turns out that Syracuse is coming off their best football season since the early 2000s. What would that be, 01? Peter says, Bill, Dino is the best. Dino did a hell of a job with that team. I am not going to argue that point. Digging me some Dino. Now, what Dino needs to do is maintain. Maintaining is harder than getting there originally. You ever notice that? Some teams, they'll rise up. Unexpectedly, they'll rise up. And everybody gets all excited about it, but they can't stay there. It's hard to do. It's harder to get there and maintain it than it is just to get there. That's what I'm watching with Dino. That's exactly what I'll be checking out this year when I'm watching them. Now, last year, couple things. That early season game, that was Florida State and Syracuse. And Syracuse, as we would say in the South, Syracuse blowed them out. They blowed them out. Now, a couple of things came to mind then. Syracuse looks like they're going to have a pretty good year, and Florida State does not look like they're going to have a pretty good year. Matter of fact, Florida State looks disoriented, confused, and not well coached. Other than that, things are okay. So, yeah, I'm watching. I got two eyes on Dino. I'm checking that one out. You know who's doing well in recruiting right now? It's got everybody excited. Mack Brown at North Carolina. That's right. Now, I don't know if Mack – got to remember now, Mack's later years, really after 09, at Texas, Mack didn't really coach well. Mack did not have his better days after the Colt McCoy goes down in the Rose Bowl game against Alabama. And how many times after that Rose Bowl, that Natty game, 09, Nick's first at Alabama, first of many, how many times after that did Mack say, we've had enough. We're going to really work hard in the offseason. We're going to get back to being tough. Yeah, I'm tired of this. We're going to get tough around here. I'm going to discipline this thing. We're going to work hard. We're going to play tough. We're going to be physical. We're bringing Longhorn football back to where it needs to be. I think he had about four of those moments over that last X number of years. And each time, he didn't deliver. Each time. Remember, he fired all those assistant coaches, ran people off, brought in Manny Diaz. He did everything. Mack tried everything. And seemingly, nothing worked. And they weren't a tough guy football team, and they weren't getting back to where they want to be. So North Carolina rehires him, brings him back home, even though that's not really his original home. Mack's original home actually is Cookeville, Tennessee. halfway between the 615 and Rocky Top. That Cookeville, Tennessee. But yeah. How many times did Matt tell us, this time it's for real, everybody. Texas football is back. We're going to hit those weights early. You're going to quit calling us the tea sippers. Our players are not going to act like a bunch of spoiled, rotten recruits. They're actually going to play hard like they're hungry. Bill? Yeah, I remember being at the Big 12 meetings doing the show, and it's Mac's turn to do the show, do my show, and Mac was a little standoffish. He did not like the critique. Much like Mark Richt. He didn't like the critique either. Hour 3 coming up. Omni.